Welcome everybody to Share Enjoyment. Thank you so much for joining. Tonight, opening up with a little bit of humor. They tell a story about, you know, this mom walks into Bernie's bedroom and she says, "Bernie, it's time for school." And Bernie says, "I don't want to go to school." And his mom says, "No, no excuses. You got to get up. You got to get moving. It's getting late. It's already 7 o'clock. He says, "I don't want to go to school. The teachers don't like me and the kids make fun of me." So his mom says, "You still got to go to school. It doesn't matter." So Bernie says, "Well, give me one good reason why I should go to school after I just told you that the teachers don't like me and the kids make fun of me." So the mother says, "Bernie, you're 52 years old and you're the principal." All right. So with that, I know that's graduation week, and I just wanted to add a little humor to tonight's share. I want to focus tonight on the bracha of the Kohanim that is said. I think that the bracha of Yerachah Hashem v'Yishmeracha is something that is so well known. It's almost as, as they say, shkur b'fiv. It's almost as on the tip of the tongue, just like Shema Yisrael. So we say this bracha every Friday night in most families, I should say, because I'm not sure if everyone says this bracha. But in this week's parsha, Naso, which happens to be the longest parsha, the longest single parsha, Matos Masei together is about 230 psukim, but the single largest parsha is Naso at 176. Interestingly enough, Baba Vasra is also 176. And I think someone told me on Shabbos that Tehillim Kuf Yates also has 176 psukim. So something about 176. 172 actually would have resonated a little better with me, because 172 is the Gematria Keva, Asei Toras Vakeva, Shammai Omer, that you should set aside time for learning. And also Keva could be the same letters as A Keva, Asher Shemata Bekoli, that you hearken to my voice. So I kind of resonate with the 172 part, but of course, adding an extra 4 psukim can't hurt. So I just wanted to focus on Naso. We have so many different things to talk about, beginning with the, the Nesiim are in this parsha, the Sota topic is in this parsha, and of course you have the Berachos Kohanim. So there are three stanzas in Berachos Kohanim, and the first has three words, the second has five, and the third has seven. So the Me'am Lois brings down that the reason why we have three, five, and seven is to recognize the times that we have Kriyas Torah. So the three represent the, Motzi Shabbos, I'm sorry, Shabbos Mincha, then of course Monday and Thursday. So that's the three. And the five words in the Berachos Kohanim represent the five aliyos that we have over Yontif, and the seven represent the seven aliyos that we have over Shabbos. Another explanation that's been offered is that the three represent the Shlosha Avos, the three regalim, the three sentences, the three words, three sentences. The five refer to the Chamisha Chamsha Torah. The seven refers to the seven Rekiyim, which are the levels of the stratosphere, above the atmosphere until the Kisya Kavod. And there's much to be said about that in the Gemara, second parak in Chagiga, for those interested, fascinating Gemaras over there. But I wanted to also focus on the fact that the juxtaposition of the topic of Nazirus next to or adjacent to the topic of consumption of alcohol. We know that the pasuk says Yain v'sheichar al teish tatov v'nacha b'vachem alo amoy v'lot samusu. So you're not allowed to drink before you get up to Duchen if you're a Kohen, because you're not allowed to be inebriated. So you have to really be sober and clear-headed so that you can take in all of the words. You have to actually, Klal Yisrael has to hear the words. And not only do we need to hear the words clearly uttered by the Kohen, we have to be thinking about the words as they're being said over to us. Another halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch is that when someone says the bracha, since the bracha ends with Hamavarach Am Yisrael Bashalom, that means that the person who's delivering the bracha has to be at peace with those that are receiving, and those that are receiving have to be at peace with the one who is delivering. And if, however, there is a conflict where someone got into a massive argument right before Birchas Kohanim, and it's a Kohen that's involved, it's best for either the Kohen to recuse himself by leaving by Ritzei, or for the individual who feels that he's been slighted, he should also somehow recuse himself and maybe exit and ask for a separate bracha from another kohen at another time. The key here is that, again, if it's b'shalom, then it has to be delivered and received in the same way. So that's pretty integral. Interestingly enough, also another halacha that's brought down is that when we only say Berachas Kohanim during the daytime, because in the morning time, most people have not started drinking, whereas we do not do Berachas Kohanim by Mincha and Maariv, because that is a time when people may have had something to drink over the course of the day and leading into the latter half of the afternoon or even the beginning, and especially leading into nighttime, this is not a time for us to do Berachas Kohanim. It's just it's fascinating how the Torah, how Rabbanim were able to adjust all of these laws just to make sure that there is no violation. So it's interesting also to note that the Kohen is the one who delivers the blessing. And we know that carries a special schus. Not everybody can get up there and deliver a blessing. Only a Kohen can. And the Kohanim are gifted with 24 Matnas Kahuna. And that is also emblematic in the 25th, which is Berachas Kohanim. So not only do they get 24 Matnas Kahuna, but they also 24 gifts for being a Kohen, as the Gemara discusses. But they also receive another extra credit, so to speak, another extra bracha, another extra matana that they can deliver the bracha to Klal Yisrael. Now, it's true that when someone gets up to say Berachas Kohanim, there might be a lot of people in the room, and the Kohen might be approached to say, this person needs a Shidduch, and this person needs Parnasa, and this person needs a Refuah Shleima. And there's a lot of different Amchi Yisrael, Tzrich and Parnasa. When it comes to Parnasa, it comes not just the monetary field, but in many different ways. We all need a little chizik. So we come to the Kohen, we ask him for some help, if he can please have us in mind. And it could be very overwhelming for a Kohen because they are good-natured people and they're there to deliver blessings. In fact, recently, when the terrible situation unfolded after October 7th, there was a WhatsApp group where there was well over, 1,200 Kohanim all around the world that were given names of the Chayalim, the Chayalot, and they would have them in mind and they would either say it for an individual or for a group that are going into battle or recovering from battle. And I found that to be incredibly special and something so beautiful that only Amch Yisrael can do. So here you have Kohanim that are just offering blessings around the world, directing them toward those needed recipients and having in mind only the very best. But when it's overwhelming for a Kohen, the Kohen should be reminded, V'samo Shemiyah B'nei Yisrael, yes, you have to put your hands, raise them out, but also Vani Avarachin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who actually gives the blessings. There is a blessing because it's going through the Kohen, but the Kohen should not think that he's actually delivering the blessing. He's acting in concert with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that in itself is a tremendous blessing. When we go through the bracha quickly, we will find that Yivracha Hashem V'Yishmaracha, that the first sentence refers to that a person should be blessed with Ashiras, and that's why we should never complain when it rains outside, because that's called Gishamim, and that's also Gishmei Bracha. So, people get afraid, they don't want to go out into the rain. It's okay. We should welcome these opportunities when it does rain, because that means that the livestock will have what to eat, and the vegetation will grow, and that the fields will be plenty. All these things come about, and that leads to Gishmei Bracha, that leads to Gashmias. So the second is, the word chunacha is rooted in the word chen, that we should have grace. And just to give you one example of what that might mean, that we have an opportunity always to make a Kiddush Hashem, not just among Goyim, but also among Jewish people as well. It's actually not simple speech. It's a mechrayas. It's a responsibility that we carry with us. We shouldn't be so overly concerned about our neighbors like five blocks away. We should be equally concerned with our neighbors next door to us, and ensure that we're always maintaining ourselves with the proper modicum of decency and respectfulness and common courtesy. And then the last one is, That Hashem should bless the person with peace. The word shalom also means bishlemus. Bishlemus refers to something that is all comprehensive. And oftentimes we have no idea what it means to receive a bracha. We don't know what a bracha really means. We have an idea of what it could entail, but it's really up to Hashem to decide how that will be manifest. And our challenge in life, and what I will leave everyone with as I close out this shiur tonight, is that when challenges come a person's way, not your way, but when challenges come a person's way, we should find or seek out the blessing within. It's very easy for us to label something as good or not good, but it's all about 2020 vision after the fact. Derisa Ma'achorai. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Uponai La Yiro, you cannot see my face. But a person has to be able to trust that as circumstances unfold, there is a silver lining in everything. And sometimes in the most difficult of circumstances, we cannot find it, but that's okay. That's what happens. But our responsibility is to see the good and the bad, and to make a brach on it. It's easy for us to say, Tov lahodes Hashem, ulazam lashem ha'elyon. But the greater challenge is, lahagid baboker chaslecha v'manoscha balelos. To praise Hashem is easy, but to have emunah in the darkest of times, especially during the long galus, it takes fortitude, and sometimes a little bit of alligator skin. So I give everyone the bracha that we should be blessed with completeness, that we should never be lacking anything, and that we should see the Yad Hashem in everything that we do, and not just simply take things for granted, but really appreciate things. And then all of these wonderful words, which number 15 words, symbolic of the 15 days that we observe the Shalosh Regalim, 7 for Pesach, 1 for Shavuos, and 7 for Sukkot, if we're living in Eretz Yisrael, over a course of 24 hours that we observe them, totals 360. This corresponds to the 6 hours that Vayiki Boshesh Moshe was delayed by 6 hours. It's the place, it's the result of that incident that led to the Chet HaEgel, that Bilam said that he would, God forbid, replace the Jewish people with a New Testament. It's not ever going to happen. How? Because we have a concept of batel b'shishim, that the 60 times 6 is equal to 360. So when we keep every hour of those 15 days, of those regalim, that's how we keep the eternal blessing of Yerechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, leading all the way through to the word shalom. I wanted to wish you bracha v'hatzlacha this week, and only the very best, and the best of health. And God willing, next week we'll be back again to share some additional insights into Baal HaOscha. Have a great week.